This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're live in the IAUG Converge 2013 conference in Orlando, and we're sitting down with Conveyent President Tim Kenyon. Welcome to the podcast, Tim.
Good morning, Mr. Fletcher. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So you're doing some work in the 911 space with Smart 911.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, we started working with Smart 911 probably almost a year ago after there was some inquiries about how do we provide next generation 911 over the top of the legacy network? How do we get information into the public safety answering points that is relative to, you know, the event or the emergency that's on hand? And you know, we looked at ways of being able to deliver that information, and we know that there are ways of delivering that information, but, you know, the problem that we were running into is that a lot of the PSAP operators don't have the ability to directly access the internet in order to be able to dive into the customer premise in order to be able to get access to information. The Conveyent Sentry solution has the ability to gather a tremendous amount of data from inside the corporate environment, you know, whether it be maps or, you know, web links or, you know, any kind of situational data, you know, that might be that might be resident in the enterprise environment, and then have the provide that as an outlet to be able to stream that information out to public safety. The fact that the public safety answering points, a lot of cases, don't allow their operators to get access to the internet provided a little bit of a roadblock. Smart 911, you know, has been providing a community service application for, you know, general users like you and I to be able to log in for free and be able to enter in our home phone numbers, our cell phone numbers, and provide a tremendous amount of data that can be made available to the PSAPs that are utilizing the Smart 911 application in their PSAPs. And they opened up some APIs and some links within their applications for enterprise users and for developers like Conveyent Systems to be able to deliver real-time relevant data to the public safety answering points. So we took advantage of that. Our software was already able to provide the ability to stream data, so we just opened up a portal on our application and provide a secure data network between our service on premises at the customer site and the Smart 911 data center, and allow information from any 911 event that our Sentry solutions are tracking on a customer premises to be streamed real-time to Smart 911, which could then be made relevant and available right there on the PSAP operator screen.
So one of the points I made the other day when I was speaking was that 911, it's always been associated with the PBX, but really the PBX, when you look at what's got to happen, is really not a key player in a 911 call, other than making the call. The actual data flow and the data and the information that public safety is interested, none of that even lives in the PBX or is accessible by the PBX. Public safety needs building information, floor plans, smart building temperature sensor indications, video feeds, as you said. None of that data really relies, none of that data really resides in the PBX. So Smart 911 is kind of an aggregation point for all that data from all of the enterprise entities in a region. And your product is the aggregator of that data within a specific enterprise, and Smart 911 Connect is the link between the two networks, really.
Yeah, and you know, it's and just embellishing upon that, what we have been experiencing over the past several years that we've had the Sentry solution on the market, and I know you run into this because we speak at a lot of the same events on a regular basis, is that there is still a lack of knowledge about how 911 actually works. And you made that point in your presentations the other day, that the PBX, like you said, is really not doing much. It's routing the call, and it's delivering Annie a phone number. And a lot of people are under the perception that the PBX is sending all of this other detail, you know, the building, the floor, and it's not. Like you said, the call gets delivered, it gets routed through the central office, through the selective routers, gets delivered to the public safety answering point with a phone number that they dip into another database that's managed somewhere else by another entity, and that's where they get the information from.
Well, that's what next generation 911 is going to bring, really. It kind of opens up that data path between the call originator and the call termination point or the 911 center. That path doesn't exist today, so the Smart 911 product in conjunction with your application kind of creates that path dynamically at the time of the call.
Oh, and it's exciting to be a part of that. You know, I mean, we know that in the future with next gen, when next gen really truly comes into play, and we've got SIP end to end, you know, from the PBX all the way to the PSAP, when we're able to push that information with, you know, the NINA standards of I3, the PitaFlow, all the information that we're going to be able to provide with that and that additional data, you know, it's coming, but it's going to take some time, and we all know that. You know, the ability to do this today on top of the legacy network and utilizing an aggregator such as Smart 911, you know, who has presence in, what, 800, 900, you know, public safety answering points around the North American market right now? I mean, that's a tremendous penetration into the public safety market. And, you know, my application, the Sentry solution, was already prepared, you know, to stream that level of data, because we built this, you know, based upon Avaya design and specification to address next-gen 911, trying to follow the vision and strategy that Avaya put out there. And that's what we did. So we were prepared for it. It was just a matter of how do we get this data that we now hold and have the ability to stream and get it to the other end. You know, the missing piece was that next-gen piece. Being able to utilize a tool in an aggregator like Smart 911 just brought it all together and allows us to now provide next-gen 911 type capabilities today on top of that legacy network, and I think that's exciting.
One thing that I think we need to be concerned with is that we don't get too many of the aggregators out there until we get a standard written that shows them how they're going to talk to enterprise customers and how they're going to talk with PSAPs, because the worst thing that can happen is you come up with proprietary interfaces. Now a PSAP's got to buy 10 different services from 10 different aggregators.
Right.
So I think it's important people like Rave Mobile Security, who developed the Smart 911 product, sit on the NINA additional data work groups. I know you participate in that work group. I participate in that work group. I think it's important that the industry standards acknowledge that type of work, so we don't end up with these proprietary one-off solutions.
I agree. And, you know, and it was interesting. You know, Conveyant has been around for well over a quarter of a century, only 27 years now. We haven't been in the 911 space that long. But one of the things I really found encouraging about getting into public safety and becoming a member of NINA, getting my ENP certification through NINA, and being a part of these working groups is seeing the camaraderie, you know, the fact that people in public safety all have the same common goal, that they really want to do good and they really want to provide, you know, relative data, and they want to make sure that it's clean and that they don't run into that problem. So it's, you know, although I can see what you're saying is that there is the possibility that you have too many different aggregators out there and too many proprietary, you know, interfaces and all that. I think what we're seeing right now is that there is some strength in the numbers of the people that are involved in NINA and on those additional data working groups, and they're all involved in trying to solve a common problem. And I'm hoping that it can be contained, you know, that way. My tool is open. You know, we left our application open enough that we can work with the different standards and the APIs that are presented to us. You know, that was our goal when we designed the product from the ground up. You know, but yeah, I can see that point and that problem, that if you have too many data aggregators out there, it could become an issue. So there do need to be some standards that need to be put into place, I believe. It does need to be, you know, legislated possibly. You know, if not, at least have some kind of level of certification that's agreed upon within the industry that vendors such as Conveyant and others can adhere to, you know, to be able to provide that data, which I think it'll keep it clean and safe.
We've seen this happen in the mobile app environment too, right? We've seen a lot of people come into play with a mobile app that's going to augment 911 data, and all of them have failed because they circumvent the 911 network.
Yeah.
Which they have to do because there was no solution for direct technology like that yet until next gen. And the industry came back pretty hard and slapped their hands.
Yes.
And now, because of that, there are some standards documents out there. So, great. Additional data. A911, next generation 911. Certainly going to be the next step forward. We're speaking with Tim Kenyon, who's the president of Conveyant Systems, an Avaya DevConnect Select partner. It has the Sentry E911 solution. Thanks for sitting down with us, Tim.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the time. Have a good day.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.